Lord, we come with different hearts and minds tonight because of what we see in the world and know in our own life. Sometimes worry, sometimes deep grief. And yet we thank you that Christmas tells us there are tidings of great comfort and joy. Open our eyes to see that tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I guess some of you have seen the film Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. It's a great film, worth seeing if you've not seen it. And it's set in the United States, the southern states. The actress Kathy Bates plays a southern housewife facing a midlife crisis. Picture the scene. A big supermarket, a Winn-Dixie's, if you've ever seen one of those. And yes, she is waiting for an empty parking space. A space becomes available, and she's about to pull into it when two young women jump ahead in their car into her parking space. She says, "Excuse me, I was waiting for that space," as they walk past her car. The two young women turn around and one says, I can't do the American accent, "Face it, lady, we're younger and faster." And the older woman's grip tightens on the steering wheel. Under her breath says, "Tawanda!" And she rams the younger woman's car 6 times. They run back towards their car. And Kathy Bates winds down her window and says, "Face it, girls, I'm older and I have more insurance." It's a very amusing film clip. And there are some here who, at whatever stage of your life, you're wondering, is there any real security? Whether you're young and fast, there are a few of you around here like that, or whether you're mature and have good insurance. And the message of Christmas should help us re-examine each of our lives, because we do ask, don't we, does life have any meaning? What's it all about? And so much of Christmas is about escape. People want to just escape what we're stuck in at the moment. And let's be honest, the last 3 years in our country have been agonizing, and we've had a political impasse. And yet still many of you, because of the last year, or what you anticipate this coming year, will have heavy hearts and wonder what the future holds. Well, Christmas can be wrapped up so often in tradition, commercialism, busyness, and even sentimentality. And that's why I love the readings at this great carol service. Today is a great evening. And for many of us, we love the tradition. A great occasion, the old carols, wonderful singing, which we love. For others, the commercialism. And looking around, there's so many mothers, especially, I fear, who are frenetically busy. And for other people, there's sentimentality. But to see the true meaning of and significance of Christmas, we need to remove some of our modern wrapping and work out what that first Christmas was all about. It was wrapped in obscurity. It happened in the backwater of the Roman Empire, in ordinariness. It centered on what appeared to be an ordinary baby. The first Christmas was wrapped in the equivalent of old newspaper. And if you were passing by, you wouldn't have given it a second look. You'd never have thought within that ordinary wrapper lay the greatest gift that's ever been given. God's Son, given by God the Father to God's world. You wouldn't have seen it unless someone had unwrapped it for us. And that's what happened for shepherds. why do angels appear so often in the Christmas story? Why so many in that and not so many elsewhere? Was it because they look pretty on our Christmas cards 2,000 years later? Was it because children could look sweet dressed up in old sheets? No, the angels were God's messengers. That's what the word angel means. And the angels unwrapped for Mary, Joseph, Zechariah and the shepherds what it was all about. The shepherds, there are two layers overlying Christmas. And they had to be removed. And layer one was fear. We don't often associate Christmas with fear. But when the glory of the Lord shone around, they were all filled with fear. And the first thing the angel said to shepherds was, "Be not afraid." Is fear in your mind when you think about Christmas? It's odd to fear a little baby in a manger. And so often our reaction is different to that of a shepherd's because we haven't really grasped who we stand before as our king and judge. When the angels came, the shepherds immediately thought that they'd been called to account, as one day each of us will be. And their message, however, was not of judgment, but of joy. "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Friends, we simply can't approach God as if he were our equal. I wonder, as we approach Christmas, do you have a right fear of God's judgment? And those shepherds, as they stood before God, they knew they needed not justice, but mercy and forgiveness. And the wrapper of fear has to be removed. And the angel says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." And often we miss the great message of Christmas because we've not grasped what it is to stand before God, not just in fear, but in awe. The second layer is not fear, but just the ordinariness of the whole thing. And what do we hear? "Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord." And the sign that accompanied this was astonishing. "This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." A wrapping you'd have never have guessed. Such an ordinary manger. And the shepherds might have had pity, but they wouldn't have understood without the explanation. What do you see? What do the shepherds see? We should see Jesus, God, become man. That's what the angel announced. A Saviour who is Christ the Lord. The Saviour. So fear is replaced by joy because judgment is replaced by mercy. I've met people this last year who, facing their deaths, have been full of fear because they hadn't realised. I tried to explain to them that there is a Saviour, and that baby was born to die to bring us forgiveness. A Saviour, the Christ. Waiting is replaced by fulfilment. The Jewish people were waiters for hundreds of years, but the Jewish shepherds, suddenly, the preparation and waiting was replaced by great celebration. We're told they returned glorifying and praising God. God's chosen one had arrived. They need look no further. And I wonder, are you looking down all sorts of avenues and never finding where the true destination And the true answer is. And then not just is he the Saviour, not just the Christ, but the Lord. And therefore interest is replaced by worship and homage. Babies are often at the centre of our attention. I saw little Hugh Barnes, not little Hugh, but little Isaac Barnes, Hugh and Grace's newborn son, at the back. And I noticed a number of people having a little look at him in his mother's hands, perhaps in the pushchair before, because here's a little person, and we're interested in them. They grab our interest and attention. But when we come to this crib, it's not to coo gently, rather to bow down in worship. And the angel said, he's the Lord, that is God. Saviour, Christ, Lord. Titles not transient, limited by time, space, or culture. No, they're yes then and yes today. There's only one Saviour. And if you and I are to stand before God, not in fear but in joyful acceptance, we can only do it through Jesus the Saviour. There's only one Christ, the Jew and non-Jew alike. So whatever our background, God's chosen one has arrived, has come. He's only also the Lord. And therefore, we must submit to him. We sang earlier, mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die, born to raise us from the is each from them give us new birth, second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, who is Saviour and Christ and Lord. I love that phrase, light and life to all he brings. Are you searching? Here's one who offers light and life. And that's why, as Hugh's going to explain later on, we're running in January a short course to help explain why Jesus is so vital for living and facing all of our challenges in life. I wonder where you shop. I've seen quite a lot of you at Waitrose in the last year. And perhaps you try other places. We sometimes go to Lidl as a family. But do you know that there's an advert just a couple of years ago? And I've got a picture of it now on my computer. The advert said this. Christmas is not just for loving and giving, but their advertising agency had also put, but for saving. I wonder if they grasped what they were actually saying. Christmas is not about loving and giving, but it's just about the love of God, his giving of Jesus. But also, it's about you and me being saved. Saved now for God's kingdom. And that's why you need to consider this very urgently. And I hope you'll do that over Christmas and perhaps join us in the new year. Amen.